The question today is, what obligation does the parents have to the children? This is part number 4 on this particular subject, and we want to see this, and may the Lord help us. We saw the fact that we're responsible and obligated as parents for the direction, for the development, and for the discipline of our children. That's what we're looking at now, as far as the discipline of our children. And of course, there's instruction got to be involved first, but yet there comes a time when we have to discipline our children. And the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, gives us many ways in which we're to do this and tells us how to do this. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:24, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." Means often, as necessary. In Proverbs 19:18 says, "Chasten thy son while there's hope, and let not thy soul spare for his cry." And so therefore, they said, use a rod. In other words, and don't let him cry you out of a spanking. I'm not talking about a beating. I'm not talking about child abuse. I'm talking about correct discipline like God said in his word. So therefore, we need to discipline that way with a rod, and lay aside that rod, and let this hand of love reach out and love those children back into fellowship. Now there's another verse. We'll go a little further today. Another verse in Proverbs 23:13, when he says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Now, the word beatus is used, and that doesn't mean the child abuse. It doesn't mean in other words, it's not talking about abuse. But beatus him means to strike lightly or severely, whatever is necessary for the occasion at hand. And in other words, they may act like you're going to kill him, in other words, but he says he shall not die. He won't die. It's not talking about child abuse. I'm not for that. The great difference from abuse and just discipline. On the other hand, not to discipline your children is abuse. Verse number 14 goes on to say in Proverbs 23, "Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell." Now, is that just words, or does it really mean what they said? Folks, this is the Bible. This is God's Word. This is the inspired, God-breathed Word written down by holy men of old. It's true. You say, well, I want my children in heaven. I want them to die and go to heaven when they reach the knowledge of accountability. I want them to be saved. Well, if you want them to be in heaven one day, then you need to discipline them rightly. See, if you don't discipline your child, he or she will never learn to respect authority. And if you don't teach your child that dads and moms are in authority over him, then he's to bow to that authority and respect that authority, then when he goes to school, he won't be such a problem to the school teacher, because the teacher will be an authority. If you've taught him to do it, I'm talking about. But if you need to teach him that. But then they'll bow to that authority in school. And when they get up to be a teenager, they get out on the road and see a policeman or a trooper, they'll bow to his authority. When God starts dealing with them in their lives, they'll bow to his authority. Where does it start? Mamas and daddies. You've got to teach them to respect your authority. And what will happen? And that's going to take some discipline, because foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, it said. And his soul will be saved, he said, delivered from hell. It's what the Bible said in verse number 23:14, "Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell." Salvation is submitting to the Lordship of Jesus. Now, a lot of people don't believe that, but you're not saved if you don't believe that Jesus was Lord at the point of salvation. I don't care what you say. You're not saved. It's not Bible. And so, therefore, you realize you're going to have to submit to the Lordship of Jesus. And if he doesn't submit, that child doesn't submit to mom and daddy's authority, he'll not submit to the Lordship of Jesus. He'll die, and he'll go to hell. Another verse is Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 15, where it says, "The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame." That means a child left alone. No discipline is what it's talking about. Not talking about leaving them alone in a house somewhere. It just means no discipline. Now, let me say a word to daddies. I'm convinced it's the daddy's responsibility to set the tone or tune of discipline in the home. But I'm equally convinced it's mama's responsibility to carry out that same line and level of discipline when daddy's gone. In other words, as it is when daddy is there. In other words, that same level that dad set. Now, many children are left alone for mamas to discipline even when the dad's in the home. Now, that's not right. God never intended for it be that way. Now, let me say, if you're a single parent and dad's left home, flew the coop, he's not where he needs to be, mamas, you have an awesome responsibility on you to set a level for those children as well. But daddy, you set the level of discipline. Don't let children bring mothers to shame. Also, don't let your child pit one parent toward another. I'm telling you, we're living in a day when when the children know how to do that. They'll come around and they'll get mama on their side, and then they'll go against daddy. And mama says, "That's all right, I'll take care of you, son. I'll take care of your daughter," or vice versa. It could work both ways. And it's not right. Listen, mamas and daddies, if you think daddy's been too strong in discipline, don't you tell him so in front of that child. Don't you do that. You wait. You get to the point when you get him alone and say, "Honey, I think you was a little strong in that discipline. I don't think you did right." You discuss it, and if he comes to the conclusion he's wrong, he needs to be the one to apologize to that son, and that son still respects that authority if he'll do that. But if you let the child pit one against another, you have lost your child down the road, and he'll not submit to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ when he reaches the knowledge of accountability. He said, the rod and reproof, Proverbs 29:15, give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Bringeth his mother to shame. Oh my, how sad that is. And that's what happens so many times because they've not been disciplined like they should. Proverbs 29:17-18 is also another one that deals with a discipline. And it says, "Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul." Now verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Now usually, that verse 18 is not preached with verse number 17, but they go together. You realize we usually preach verse 18 talking about a vision for a missionary to go on foreign soil, and it can be applied that way because all Scripture is profitable for doctrine, 2 Timothy 3:16. But in context here, he's talking about correcting your son. You've got to have a vision. You've got to have a goal. You've got to have a target. You've got to aim him right, and you've got to help him to get there by instruction and discipline. Development and direction and discipline, as we're talking about. You need that. Amen. Now, then we're thinking about another verse. It's Proverbs chapter 20, verse 30. He said, "The blueness of a wound cleanses away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly." Somebody said, I don't want to discipline my child because I'll bruise them. Yeah, that's what the Bible said you'll do. You'll do that. That's true. That'll happen. And folks, I want to tell you, we're living in a day when they'll take them away from you in this day and time because of a bruise. And that's not right. God never gave our children to the government to take away from us. But he also didn't tell parents to abuse their children. So we've got to get this thing right. But if you're disciplining your children right, you need to learn some things about that. So we ask the question, discipline. Where, how, and why? Well, let me say, where do you discipline your children? Watch the place. There's a right place and there's a wrong place. In other words, there's a place physically to apply the board of education to the seat of learning. God made a place in which the nerve endings are close to the surface that will cause light stings that will cause get that child's attention. I'm talking about the rear end, okay? That's where it needs to be applied. But there's also a wrong place as far as where you discipline. Listen, the right place is in the privacy of your home. In other words, it's not right to whip a child in public place. And in other words, don't do that. Don't do that in a public place because people will turn you in today. And it'll cause more disturbance in public place and distraction for the child ever started with. If you do it in the church especially. Psychologically, it breeds in that child's mind a hatred for a church if you do it inside the church. Now, I know he can do anything he wants to. He knows he can do anything he wants to at home and get by with it, but come to church and you'll start beating on him. Don't blame the child. I wouldn't want to go to church either when I got to be a teenager if you did that. But you say, "Preacher, what do I do?" You see, when they're very young, you take them out. Be careful where you go with all the reports being turned in today. In other words, you watch where you discipline. In other words, watch the place. And in other words, teach them from that. In other words, you've got to do that. You've got to do it like God said. Teach a child right, to do right in the home, and they'll know to do right when they get to church. They'll know to do right out in the Walmart. And if they don't, let him know he gets home. He'll get it when he gets home, the privacy of the home. And you know what? They'll teach him to pray. He'll pray, "Preacher, preach all day." He'll pray, and they'll love the church and not want to and stay home. You see, it's not right to discipline one child in front of another child who's not being disciplined. Why? The one who's not getting it is going to put in a position to snigger, to laugh, to make fun, or do something he shouldn't do. And the one who is getting the whipping is embarrassed. You see, it doesn't take but for a moment to go into the bedroom of your house alone by you and yourself, but watch the place. Where? Watch the place. How do I discipline? Watch your passion. Whipping was not developed by God as a means of parents releasing or venting their frustration or anger. I used to be a young parent. I know what it's like and whipping in anger. Not supposed to, but I did that. Wish I could tell you I've always practiced this, but I hadn't. But it's still what's right. It's not right to whip a child while you're angry. Kids know when you're mad. One dad said one time when his child done something wrong, he said, you go in this room and I'll go in this other room and I'll get hold of myself before I get hold of you. And it'd be good to practice that. So when you whip your child, talk to your child, explain the offense, show them what the Bible says, make sure they understand what the whipping's for and why, and why you're accountable to God to discipline that child and train that child and make sure they understand that you're not just doing something because you're boss over them, but you have a boss that's making you do that, and you're simply doing your job as God requires that to do it. And then whip them and do a good job. Don't leave the room till you have verbally told them you love them and you have embraced them and loved them back to your fellowship with you. In other words, you need to do that. Now, the where, and watch the place. The when, how do I discipline? Watch your passion. Why do I discipline? That's thirdly, watch your purpose. Many children simply get whipped because they embarrass mom and dad. You see, if they had done what they did in their own house, they wouldn't have, what they did at someone else's house, they wouldn't have gotten by with it. But because they did it in front of someone else, in front of you and someone else, they embarrassed you. And you'll say, I'll show him, he'll not embarrass me. You jerk him up in essence and jerk a knot in him is what you say. What's the purpose of discipline? Discipline should always carry a twofold purpose. It should be punitive. That means punishment. Punishment ought to be such that the child doesn't want to do it again. It ought to be corrective. That means correction. Teaching that child not to do it again. See, if all you do is render punishment, you're missing the discipline. Discipline is punishment, but it's also instruction and correction. That's teaching that child that there's another way for this to be done. So there's only two reasons for whipping a child. That's for the child's good and for God's glory. So I tell you, you discipline. Watch the place where to discipline. Watch your passion, how to discipline. Watch your purpose, why to discipline. So we see the obligation of the parents have to their children is for their development, for their direction, and for their discipline. You see, you must do it. You'll either break your child's will or they'll break your heart. And if you'll practice this, you'll have a child that'll rise up and call you blessed and not bring his mother to shame. We have these messages in series of CDs and tapes. If you'll contact us, look us up on the web, www.thepersuader.org, and we'll be glad to send them to you free of charge. This is Edgar Lee Pascoe, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.